Sometimes when I took my boots off, I screwed up my eyes against the tears, and I rocked myself back and fro, shivering from the cold. My big sister, Enkiruka, she became a woman in the growing season under the African sun. And who can blame her if the great red heat of it made her giddy and flirtatious? Who could not lean back against the doorpost of their house and smile with quiet indulgence when they saw my mother sitting her down to say, "Enkiruka, beloved one, you must not smile at the older boys like that." Me, I was a woman under white fluorescent strip lights in an underground room in an immigration detention center 40 miles east of London. There were no seasons there. It was cold, 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 and I did not have anyone to smile at. Those cold years are frozen inside me. The African girl they locked up in the immigration detention center, poor child, she never really escaped. In my soul, she is still locked up in there forever, under the fluorescent lights, curled up on the green linoleum floor with her knees tucked up under her chin. And this woman they released from the immigration detention center, this creature that I am, she is a new breed of human. There is nothing natural about me. I was born, no, I was reborn, in captivity. I learned my language from your newspapers. My clothes are your cast-offs, and it is your pound that makes my pockets ache with its absence. Imagine a young woman cut out from a smiling Save the Children magazine advertisement, who dresses herself in threadbare pink clothes from the recycling bin in your local supermarket car park and speaks English like the leader column of the Times, if you please. I would cross the street to avoid me. Truly, this is the one thing that people from your country and people from my country agree on. They say, that refugee girl is not one of us. That girl does not belong. That girl is a halfling, a child of an unnatural mating, an unfamiliar face in the moon. So I am a refugee, and I get very lonely. Is it my fault if I do not look like an English girl and do not talk like a Nigerian? Well, who says an English girl must have skin as pale as the clouds that float across her summers?